filming just yet. Give me a good sign.
You're talking to an oddball. I don't play regular music, you know, so I don't always stick to the bar, so how many, this, that, the next thing. Most people actually, you know, if they follow musical rules, they wouldn't write songs like I do.
It's always a challenge to play with Bert, and the nicest kind of creative challenge, because he and David Graham evolved this British style of playing blues and playing guitar, acoustic guitar, and that's no underestimation.
I've always had that ability to actually play with a sort of variety of people. Some of them have never ever met each other before. I mean, for Ralph McTell to be playing with Johnny Marr, I think it's quite amazing.
What Muddy Waters is to Keith Richards or Eric Clapton or whatever, certainly when I was growing up, that figure for me was Bert Jansch.
It's quite exhilarating because you don't know what's going to happen really. And he does all these little things like dropping a beat just because he fancies it or he forgets or something, and you're just suddenly, oh, you know, and you have to be on your toes, that's for sure.
Johnny was the original fan, and then Bernard was a fan of Johnny's. But, and through that whole sort of system, we ended up playing, all three of us together.
Bernard and I played together a few times, but getting to play a pentangle tune with Bert and Jackie is kind of knockout for me, really, so I better get it right.
We had a rehearsal and we just ran through everything once, and like, amazingly, it all came together very quickly.
I knocked Jackie backwards, so it clicks into place.
I'm just looking forward to actually playing those songs again, you know, be good.
That always makes you feel it's worth actually keep going, because most people of my age would have given up ages ago.